Don, would you believe that fairy tales are much older than researchers thought?
Yael, don't most fairy tales come from the 19th century and the likes of the Brothers Grimm?
No, Don. Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm were German scholars who published their collection of fairy tales in 1812. We know about stories like Hansel and Gretel, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Beauty and the Beast through them, but the stories themselves are much older.
How old?
Researchers don't have good enough historical records to tell by their usual methods. So two European researchers tried something new. They borrowed the techniques that biologists use to reconstruct evolutionary history to analyze 275 stories from across a wide variety of Indo-European cultures.
I think I see. Biologists use sophisticated statistical techniques to compare the traits of a set of living species to identify patterns of similarity and difference. And these reveal how the species are related to one another in the evolutionary family tree. The same kind of analyses could be used to trace out the relationships between different versions of the same story.
That's it, exactly. For example, they found that both Slavic languages and Celtic languages had a version of Jack and the Beanstalk, and so believe the story could be traced back to the common ancestor of the two language groups at least 5,000 years ago. They estimated Beauty and the Beast and Rumpelstiltskin to be about 4,000 years old. The oldest was a folktale called The Devil and the Smith, which dated back 6,000 years to the Bronze Age.
That would make some of these stories older than classical Greek mythology and some Bible stories.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.